This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Joining us in the studio today, Katlego Phaka, founder of Phaka Metal and Stainless Steel Works. Katlego, ragomogela my bra, how are you doing?
Awa, ajipona molato, ke a leboga e leng ka moela sa.
Hey, Tabruaga. We're going to get to know you today. You know, I think we've done this thing for so long, and you are the first person that kibule di shana lena, wonongoro uberka ka chipi.
Interesting. Chipi ki chipi. It really explained to us that.
Na kibereka li chipi. Wena uberka.
Oh, wow.
Wena uberka ka li chipi. I couldn't help it. I had to throw that joke in there, man.
Yeah.
All right, now, let's start maybe Rutome Matomo, revelation about your upbringing as a young man. What was it like growing up there, and how did that experience of you growing up Ramatlala turn, shape you into being the man that you are today?
Okay, no, thanks, my man. Let me just greet the listeners at home there. Yeah, holding Amatala, it was not that challenging because the process was simple. Going to school and going to school primary and going to high school. And the challenge actually started when I was in high school. That's when I realized the love of money. So
thank you for being honest for that.
So the challenge started there, and the parents was totally not affording me at high school level. Mm. So I was always looking for mine, and the option was using the camera by then. Mm. Yes, and it was simple. By then I was in high school, I was just taking the pictures, and then I take you the picture now, you pay now. Whether you get your photo or not, we'll discuss that later.
Yeah. So what a weird business model, but yeah.
So, and then I know Jola Pilagamkhano from high school, and then we've tell after matric, and then after matric, the business, yeah, photography, because I talk serious, because it's a little weekend, and then the cash is smolanyana, and then the responsibility to get you. So that's when I get a happy letter or get your motor when you're a photographer, get talk about melody. That's when I get home on and I got cheap.
And now that you mentioned that, I want to find out from you that back then when you were in high school, did you ever think you'd ever find yourself in an industry that you're currently in right now?
Totally no, because the focus by then was on steel work, was on photography and videography. So
sure.
I was dreaming, working gadi camera, and unfortunately, that business is not gonna work for me. So those people then, the problem by then, when some people, when you take videos on weekends, they pay late, man. So I was like, no, if these people are going to work like this. And then I studied, because I started doing photography from grade 8 to grade 12.
Yeah.
So on that period, I've realized that no, actually, on the side, there's totally no money. Mm-hmm. But I've realized that now people are making money. Even in town, they are just taking you photos without your permission. So by then, you realized, you know, this one, I will die poor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then I stopped. 2014, I was just confused. Or now, what actually can I do? Until my big brother from my other mother is working at Midubi Power Station there. So he is working with the steel work.
Oh.
And then that's when I realized, no, let me try this one.
Now, what about Ronela Magaeng, growing up in the villages, and I'm not going to speak for everybody, in the villages is that our dreams can be limited somehow, because we are not really fully exposed to the outside world. I'm from the villages. There's a whole new world that exists outside of the mentality. Would you say that was the same thing for you cannot think beyond the limits, or rather, there are possibilities of me thinking outside of the boundaries?
Yeah, yo Leona sometimes say bona la go re ke trapenyana because like we're confused, especially towards matric, because everyone obulela ka o ya University of Limpopo to study teaching, and then jigijigi wa lebelela wa bona re ha botse botse le mmere kwa wa sekolo botse botse ka so batla metse go so na batho ba ile re ke hoje le bona ka o fela bona 90% ke ma teacher. Ba ile re ibile ke dile le bona grade 12, 90% ke ma teacher, and then mara asanga ka no ba thuma chinyana mo bona because na botsobotse o holeng ka sale ke no to wa gidumela gore chelete e tshwere ke batho, and then ke choice ya ka gore na ke di ang gore ke late mo bona. Yeah, so asanga ka ba trapped nyana too much mo tabeng ya gore I must apply for University of Kaikai and Modia focus on Lungetan. Yeah, so they cannot focus on more.
And how did you stay grounded to that? Because I think a lot of people will really go with the flow. You know, when the community is saying we need doctors, we need accountants, we need engineers, everybody tries to lean into that. How were you able to stand strong into what you believed in or what you saw you were capable of doing in that time when everybody wanted to be a teacher?
It was totally not an easy decision to make. It was just like I was checking on the marks. You know, sometimes you don't have to put yourself under pressure and compare yourself with people who are bringing those Bs from after matric. You just have to check, Gurumara, no. These people, man, leka classing wa babona or ba. So I did check around and then cut the pressure and swallow the pride and no, man.
Swallow the pride.
I didn't even want the forms to fill and apply. So I was just actually focusing on. Actually, by then I was stuck. When they were applying to those whatever, I was stuck. And until this guy came and say, man.
Warr.
Yeah, warr, no, man. Man, check out something, man. Yeah, photography do better kanako. So,
all right. Yeah. No, we will continue this conversation. Kamo studio ngrenale katlao Parker, who is the founder of Parker Metal and Stainless Steel Works. We're gonna get into that business. We're just getting to know him. We're gonna get to know him as a businessman. Do stay tuned. Robleche katlao, you said or officially appoint mono or bolivella. The max and then level okala le reality.
Yes.
Why one?
Yeah.
I was like a comparable mshimanaga next door. I was like a comparable mshimanaga or prefect or what last rap.
Yeah, I know.
You start looking at what it is that you can do. Ka siloro unalison.
Yeah.
And after matric, kimo nungoro wena utwa udira something completely different.
Yeah.
Which I'd like you to explain or na king siloro utwa udira.
Do kijongo study after matric. Boilermaker in alone that is about 12 inches because I got on a welding on a boilermaker.
Okay,
but for Baba studying welding, everybody had the denated Baba, everybody are in two good and 2 year boilermaker layer welding. That's what
okay.
So, or our boilermaker was over the get 3% o ile re mere kwa hae eno bona draw nani wale for example e ke bereka akisa bereka ke ke hiri leno so ke betha di drawings ke betha di drawings lo kha to ke loje lo reng mere kwa ka kudi di ya no and then ka di bia fase ka bia drawing ka le pepe mo fase and then a world out that jola pele ka mere kwa
okay
and welding in steel kind of work is a work that a lot of people actually overlook as career paths. I mean, in high school, there are a lot of people who, when they think about who they want to become, they don't ever think of becoming someone who is doing steel work, aluminium work, welding. Guri, they think it's when I'm done with my, that's for last resort, when you don't even know what you want to do with your life. And it means that that industry is still so open and there's still quite a big gap in that industry as well. What are some very high highs that you've experienced in the industry that you're currently working in right now?
I don't know, like if you can check in terms of boiler making, there's no mine where there's no way you can go to a mine and don't find a boiler mill. A mine cannot run without a boiler mill.
That's true. Yeah.
Yes, and there's a lot of money then because, for example, the mines and the even the power stations. When they build power stations, they need a boiler maker. For, even if you cannot build a tank without a boiler maker. There's no way you can build a steel tank without boiler maker because the only person who can make your drawings and the engineer confirms is boiler making. So So the gap I think is true is still too much gap because. Hence, you've said everyone looks to go to do teaching and stuff.
Yeah. E ka tlo mpola o ngatla rona o tshabile taba azaka. Taba tshele to ngatla rona. We live in a tree.
Yeah.
So re tlotsa gore ntlhoro ja ditaba mara before we get there just to wrap up this part of the conversation ka tlo ke nyaka go butsa rona. Go na le batho re ba sa lebella di TVET college ka lefelo le lengwe la o sa gatlhise so bona ba ba sa inyatse gore ba ba itshepe botse so.
Yeah.
Go na le motho ra ka no ba tsheletse gone biela nana hore kenya go ya TVET marai ape ka mogoba thoe bolelang ka bona e ka tla sentjwele mogolo ka speed nyana bomtho o ka motja gore ngo
nga no motja gore aska a itshepe and then a nwe lunch go pole gore na batho ba reng and then anya ke khose lo reng a di research enough a di if u di a boiler maker tsa ma TV du di a boiler maker and that is smaller than a company work for at least a year o gre experience because like o ya kwa o tshwere maphepe because abadi most of the time ba no di a theory like o thoke ya o gre experience nyana over my 2 years and then you need to volunteer or o gre experience and then after that there's no way
we're gonna get into it. So right now though, we're gonna be continuing our conversation le Katlego Parker, who is the founder and CEO of Parker Metal and Stainless Steel Works. If you've got any questions that you'd like me to ask Katlego Bandiwa Buche Katlego, Romela Malaya 0798996226. We are continuing our conversation for today's hashtag Monday Motivation. Now, Katlego, of course, nothing comes easy, you know, more especially more tomorrow, things start get challenging, you know, things become a bit too difficult. Now, for you, what were some of the challenges that you were experiencing when you decided to start your business? And, you know, did you learn from them? How did you maneuver some of those challenges?
The challenge sa mathomo ke equipment she lo ke kopane le jona because like the gidia from the start on my own without any funding or anything so the challenge aga e given le yona too much e bile ya equipment but I had to put more work or ke be ke felle je ke humana the right equipment because I was using those cheap machines, man, and they were delaying the process. You find or project alone or you can do it in a week, you'll be spending almost a month. We're complete. So, and then in China, Kwevatamela, I had to go hard and save money and buy the machines. So, no low garmataso shabila, I work. Ware,
And you know, a lot of people talk about how difficult it is to be able to reach their goals. We all know that it's so easy in the beginning of the year to write down this and this and this. I want to see myself here and there. And also just linking it to a message and a question that I received on the studio WhatsApp text line. How are you able to stay consistent on the goal? You know, how are you able to make sure that you actually reach the end of the goal as a person who's starting in business?
It's totally not easy because if you can check now, the steel work, there are a lot of people coming from outside South Africa. They love steel work, and even on aluminium. Even on aluminium, so it's very difficult to convince a client with your pricing, because like, remember, those people will be saying this door is 15,000, and then they will be saying this door is 6,000. And, and alone you'll be asking yourself, where do these people take the material? And you can't beat the prices. And then if you cannot beat the price, it means you'll not be working. Mm. And you might be not working for maybe a period of a month. So it's only those who believe in your craft. It's only those who believe in you that know. We know this guy is good in manufacturing, and no matter the price, they will save the money for you. Mm. So it's very challenging nowadays. It was busy around 2 years ago, but now it's very difficult. But we keep on pushing. We keep on pushing and keep on advertising, you know, because as long as you don't give up and then you just be determined, keep on advertising. People don't forget about you. And then as long as you irritate them, even though they don't put the likes on some social media.
They see
but
the
what,
work.
Yeah, but what I know, they do see the work. And they will work. And remember, the thing is also you need to be patient. Most of the project I'm doing today, I made the quotations 3 years ago.
Sure.
Because some people, they do quotation on you from the foundation, when they are still doing the foundation. And your work, remember, you must only work after they're completing the roof. Mm. You cannot put in the windows without them completing the roof. So you need to be patient. Mm. That person, one day, they are going to complete the roof, and then they will call you. Mm. So you just need to be a patient.
All right. So katwa ke tsebore mhlomo ke ka bona ka mphosi le re go fetse nga bona position ya rena ya jetla le hono na. So I've just got two questions mhlomo re ka no kopantsha re di yang 20.
Okay.
Ya mathomo. Re bletse ka mkhono gore menyetla re go itjwa gae from the villages, it's not quite a lot.
Yeah.
You know, also the limitations, so that the people are not access because of more jwang gone or more dulang gone. Now, question I got my tomato, will you be willing to help somebody who will know what to do? Matala, who tell you programming, who will know what to do, who will know what to do, into that industry. Can you be able to help them? That is question number one. And question number two, to that one particular person who will know what village in Matala or somewhere else. And ona ga na go tsena ka ra kgwebo e le rona o ka mo gara yona ke maela mafuka mo changwana
ba phela le nna ba ile re land vele ke re le bantle je ba ta tse ba ene ba ta thatsila gore ke thusitse batho ba bantsi too much ba ile moreng ngile ka le more bana le gathe o mo still work and then mara ba no leka dilo je ding tshitse bonyana and then ke phela ke le free for thusha batho ba ile ngore ba nyaka o tseba even now one of the guys who begin mo thusha o grill span it mabane o tsamaile so I'm always ready to thusha batho ba ile ngore ba serious because problem goreng ba bangwe they are not totally serious ba no ta ba re ba nyaka thusho and then jigi ba tala le black so nna ke nyaka motho mo focus because if ke re no ke nyaka o ruta mmereko o tshwanetse gore e ke tsena mmereko le wena o tsena mmereko and then if ke na le motho a gopetse gore o nyaka o rutiwa mmereko ra gore nna personally I have to be on the field ke make sure ya goreng go bontsha goreng e re bereka ka grinder ra re diang e re bereka ka welding re diang safety lo ja mohutu mojwa lo fithelela ebile o ye ba sharp ke bona gore o sharp wa tsamaya and then ke a ba advisa le rona o santse o khoutiwang because like batho ba bantsi ba ke ba thusang today ba ipereka le bona o na le this guy mo thefo le ena wa ipereka no ebile o khouta o feta nna le bona.
Alright, Katlego, thank you so much for coming through mona re a leboga go kgone go radima nako ya gago. And also, Erko fe ehon, ke tabo tere keng. So, mo kire fa ehon, kia, kia mo tra dilen dwe bo, tse so. So, you might be wondering, or keng in dwe bo, tse ki dilen, kajla, wadoko hobo che mona, kenale 4 years, ki dia show yi, yone, ya afternoon drive, ne?
Yes.
I wanna guess, dia ke ilen tela, le selo.
Are you serious?
Come on, name motivation.
Wow.
So katla go mags katla go tle di mags cha company ya gare. So this is the first gift since I've been doing drive by the way, that I've ever received on Monday Motivation. And about Lilemo Ba Baker, about Lilemo Ba Manala.
Empty-handed, imagine.
About Lilemo Ba Manala, about Lilemo Ba Diaparo, King Wizard Sam Fale Hempe, go to take it.
King Wizard of Moja, King Wizard of Moja.
So thank you, man. We appreciate what you're doing, not just for yourself, Marafoba Tuwagae. What you're doing is very motivational on its own, and we hope that this is not the last time. And thank you once again. Okay.
Absolutely.
How do people reach you, by the way?
Yeah, the contact
is
081-459-6783, and then more Facebook, and then page ke Paka Metal and Steel Work. You post every day.
Alrighty. There you have it, Ndibo.
Ah, thank you so much. It was so lovely having you in studio as well. And we do trust and believe that Hachalete Ikena Utaiwusha Mo Capricorn FM.
Alright.
Yeah.
Kikatlago Paga wa Katlago Metal and Steelworks. If you are sitting at home right now thinking you want to be on Capricorn FM for Monday Motivation, you think you've got a story that you can share with others and it can change people's lives, then you are more than welcome to email Ndibo at CapricornFM.co.za. That's Ndibo at CapricornFM.co.za.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit CapricornFM.co.za.